This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Millions of Americans could get a pay bump from Marketplace. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. New rules out today from the Biden administration around work. These rules make millions of people newly eligible for overtime pay and almost completely ban non-compete agreements. That's where your employer bars you from working for competitors after you leave. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
The Labor Department is implementing the biggest change to overtime eligibility rules in decades. Right now, overtime mostly applies to workers who are paid hourly. Salaried employees are exempt unless they make about $36,000 a year or less. On January 1st, that number will rise to about $44,000, and in 2025, up to about $57,000. It will then adjust every 3 years. Meanwhile, the Federal Trade Commission has voted to largely ban non-compete agreements. They were once used to prevent select workers, such as executives, from switching to a competitor and taking trade secrets with them. But they've become relatively common, affecting roughly 1 in 5 workers, including many who earn $20 an hour or less, according to officials. Many states have already banned or restricted their use, but business groups say the FTC's national rule is too broad. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
President Biden says he'll sign a $95 billion foreign aid package into law today. The House approved it over the weekend. The Senate passed it last night. It includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Most of the money in the aid package goes to Ukraine, about $60 billion. The money for Israel includes humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza. The rest goes to the Indo-Pacific region, including Taiwan. There's also a provision requiring the Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok. Otherwise, TikTok could be banned in the U.S. ByteDance is expected to sue to block the ban. President Biden issued a statement saying passage of the bill sends a message to the world about the power of American leadership. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she still wants U.S. allies to agree to give some of Russia's frozen assets to Ukraine to support its, quote, continued resilience and reconstruction. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said in an earnings call that the electric vehicle maker is speeding up its plan to make cheaper EVs. Demand has cooled down for electric vehicles generally, and Tesla's revenue fell sharply this year. Tesla's stock is up 11% in pre-market trading.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You might remember in the State of the Union last month that President Biden promoted his administration's efforts to close the digital divide, connect all Americans to affordable, high-speed internet by 2030. There is a $43 billion federal grant to do that, the largest ever investment in broadband infrastructure. But internet providers like AT&T and Verizon have been aggressively lobbying against lower prices for consumers. Here for more on this is Tony Rahm, an economic policy and accountability reporter at The Washington Post. He spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
I remember 2022. The law had been passed the year before, and the Biden administration came out with these maps about who gets the broadband money. The internet companies have been busy. What have you found?
As officials have looked to put their money towards closing the digital divide, internet providers like AT&T and Verizon have been very aggressive in lobbying back. And they've specifically targeted any states that have tried to be very aggressive in seeking price changes, lower prices for poorer customers, for those companies that would collect a portion of this federal money.
Have the telecom companies been, from their point of view, successful dampening the effect of what was intended?
In a number of states, we have certainly seen them back down when they have proposed really aggressive plans to lower prices. So, for example, Virginia was one of the states that initially had proposed doing what the Biden administration asked. They wanted to lower broadband prices to $30 a month for low-income customers in areas that would be served by new federal infrastructure money. Well, the telecom companies fought back aggressively. AT&T went as far as to threaten litigation. And ultimately, Virginia dropped that idea in the most recent version of the plan it submitted to the federal government for approval. So there are some places where this lobbying has been effective. But the final answer on whether this is going to affect those dollars, that's something that still remains to be determined.
I mean, the picture emerging from your reporting is that the telecom companies seem pleased to take federal money to help expand the network and bring faster internet connections to places where the connections are more pokey, but are unhappy with tougher rules to actually make it affordable for low-income people.
That's the exact argument you're hearing from various public interest watchdogs, from members of Congress. This fear that the U.S. government is making the largest ever pot of money available for broadband access, but these internet providers aren't willing to adhere to any sorts of conditions in exchange for that taxpayer-funded windfall. But from the perspective of the internet providers, that's not what's happening here. They point to a provision in the 2021 infrastructure law that they helped create, in fact, that prohibits the U.S. government from doing anything around rate regulation. Now, the U.S. would counter that's not what it's doing here. It's not setting prices for every broadband customer in America. It's just imposing conditions on a grant. But those internet providers have held firm to this idea that those conditions violate the law, and they have signaled that they're going to do everything they can to fight against it.
Tony Rahm is the economic policy and accountability reporter at The Washington Post. Tony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And that was my colleague David Brancaccio in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.